I invite you to close your eyes and place your hands on your heart if it's comfortable to do so. And as we bring our awareness and attention to our precious beating heart, let us spend time giving gratitude to the miracle of this organ that is continually pumping blood throughout our body, sending oxygenated blood, supporting our life. Let's send love to this miracle of our beating heart that makes our life possible. Thank you. Thank you, dear, beautiful, loving heart. That also gives me the capacity to send love out to others. What a miracle organ you are, beautiful, loving, beating heart of mine. And now place your awareness and attention to all the other organs of your body, all with their unique function, giving you life. Thank you, thank you, thank you, all the beautiful organs of my body that give me life. And now let us focus on our nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system of our body. Thank you. Thank you for the beautiful role you play in giving me life. Now focus our attention and awareness on all the senses of our body that allow us to experience and see and perceive life through our senses, hearing, sight, sound, smell. Thank you for allowing me to interact with the beauty of our world and the precious humans that I share it with. Thank you, thank you. I love you, thank you. And let us address every cell and DNA within our body for the beauty of giving us life, that we can experience this 3D vessel that holds our consciousness, giving us this opportunity to have this expression of the life we are having right now on the planet. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Every cell, every DNA of my body, thank you. I love you. And now you may gently relax your hands on your lap, as we are now ready to receive the loving message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the third in a series of channelings that have a theme. The theme has been messages from an angel. But if this is your third time, you know a little of what I'm going to say. But if this is one off, that is to say, you just stumbled on this channeling somehow, it's about what might happen if you were able to sit in front of an angel, one who knew you and was there for you, because of you, and had messages for you. There are some who say, well, the messages from angels don't work that way, really. They come with overall big messages to groups of people, usually. And if they're going to talk to one person, it's usually some master who need to know something. But it's a far cry to think that heaven and all of its majesty and it would send an angel to talk to me. I think it's time for you to reframe everything you've been taught, if that's how you feel. What if it were just the opposite? What if the love from the other side of the veil was so grand and so great that that's the only thing an angel would ever do, is to come and talk to you. It's a stretch for so many who say, well, that's really not what we were taught. And I will tell you yet again, you're right, it wasn't. That is why we are asking you for allowance to consider something that perhaps you'd never considered before. The angel that you're going to meet in this particular channel and for some others in the circle of 12 later, I'm going to call the biological angel. Now, the angel isn't any different. It doesn't have another identification. In fact, if you've been with us for the last three times, it has no identification. Like so many multidimensional forces and things and energies on the other side of the veil, they just are. It's a concept which is foreign to a singular, linear human being. Everything you have has pieces and parts and identity. And on the other side of the veil, they don't have to. They just are. They move around in ways that would mystify you if you had to study them as you are now in 3D. Those who study that which you have called quantum physics know exactly what I'm talking about. As soon as you look at one thing, it moves. It moves to be something else, and something else replaces it. And you might say, well, why did it move? And the answer is, yes. It doesn't make sense. This angel you might sit before with a beautiful message from you is going to be a message about you and your biology. What have I been teaching you for the last 34 years that has to do with health, healing, and biology? The one thing that many might remember, if you have not heard this before, here it is. Each one of you has the ability to talk to your cells. Now, I want to expand on that through the message of the angel. And it's going to expand quite a bit. In this particular channel, it's going to expand somewhat on the circle of 12 even more. Because when it comes to how do we do that, Kryon, from a human being's perception, how is the best way? What is that piece or part I should see? If I have a problem with a certain organ of my body, how can I best talk to it? I want you to sit before this angel with me. And that alone is a big request. Have you ever read in Scripture what happens when an angel shows up? I'll say it again. It changes the energy around you so much, it may even suck the oxygen out of the air. That's the feeling. That you can't breathe even because there's something going on. And that is the sacredness of the other side of the veil that is partially you, that starts to come into that which is your bubble of reality in 3D. Some are afraid, and that's why the angels say, "Don't fear me." Some don't know what it is because it really does not have form. You make it have form, human being. It doesn't. No angelic energy has ever visited you with any kind of three-dimensional form to see. That has been shaped by your brain, making it usually a beautiful woman with gossamer wings and a halo and a big smile. just to make it a little more palatable, palpable, and acceptable. It's like you're going to have to eat this energy somehow. So your brain makes it up. But that's not what it looks like. What it looks like might be swirling energy, like a rainbow mist, with a feeling of communication that you cannot hear, but resonates in every cell with a beautiful voice that says, I love you. This angel wants to talk to you about talking to your cells. And it's going to start quantifying what that means and qualifying the steps. And there are steps. And they don't have to be steps in a certain order. Let's just call them bullet points of the way this can be done. Most humans have no idea how to do it. Those who try to find coherence with that which is their bodily structure probably have the most success. There's been many healings because those who found that could talk to their cells. So I'm going to give you the first message of several that this angel is going to have regarding talking to your cells. And here is the first one that we wish to share from this angel who will come to you and resonate. And you may hear this from the angel that says, if you wish to talk to your cells, there's a missing piece. Don't focus on your body. Now, who told you that? No, that's the opposite. And here comes an answer you didn't expect, information you didn't expect, for how do I talk to my cells? And the first thing that that angel is going to say is you have to do it through your soul. And that requires something that many don't have or don't understand. You have to go into that soul part of you and pull that love of spirit into a coordinated focus that pastes upon your body. And all your body is going to feel is love. You're kidding, they'll say. Really, they'll say. That's talking to yourselves. And this angel will say, it is the beginning. You cannot do it by sitting there and analyzing which cells to talk to. You cannot do it by sitting there and trying to figure out how to talk to your innate. You cannot do it by projecting that which is even an affirmation onto your body. If you want to talk to your cells, you've got to go through your soul. And dear ones, that's not hard. That's probably the easiest thing of all. There's no analytics. There's no focus. You sit and drop into your heart and pull the love from the creative source and start pasting it upon that which is your body. All of it. There'll be more. And I'm going to give you more. And this angel is not done talking. But the channel is over. And I wanted you to know that is the first step. There are some right now who are sitting and weeping because never was this ever told to them. And they're having trouble talking to their cells. They don't know where to begin. And now you know. It begins with love. And that's what your cells will respond to first. Oh, there'll be more. I'm crying in love with humanity. There will be more. And so it is.